This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Anyone know what channel the game's on?
We know. Download the Sports on What app today and always know how to watch the game. Satellite, cable, or streaming. Sports on What knows the channel the game is on, and you can too. Subscribe today to start your 7-day free trial. Sports on What. We know.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, they say the time flies when you're having fun. And it's true. Subsequently, time slows down when things are bad. Anyone that's been in an accident or just had something bad happen has experienced the time slowdown, right? If you've been in a car accident, for example, somehow you have 3 days worth of thoughts in the 2 seconds that it takes for the crash to happen. Or worse, when you're a kid and you're in trouble and you're waiting to be confronted by a parent. It might only be 2 or 3 hours before they get home. But it feels like days and days, really stressful days. Now, on the other hand, things you enjoy, inevitably, they end too soon. But time is a weird thing. You can lose track of it. You can be hyper aware of it. But inevitably, nothing you can do about it. Except for this weekend, where we kind of do something about it. You know, early Sunday morning, we spring forward into daylight savings time. And if you're like me, you love the idea of the sun setting later. But apparently, the U.S. is pretty evenly split between people like myself and people who want an earlier sunrise. But whatever, today we're talking about time.
Time. Time.
And today's question, brought to you by our friends at Advanced Hair Restoration, is when did you have the wrong time, completely lose track of time, or when did time stand still?
To be a part of the big show, call 206-803-ROCK. Like KISW on Facebook, follow us on X and Instagram at Men's Room Live, and send those emails to themensroom@KISW.com.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill, 99.9 KISW.
All the challenges, away we go. Welcome to Season 20, Episode number 4,276. What a large and a charge program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat. Jennifer's the FCC coming up at 4:35. Brand new Ted versus the FCC. I believe you defeated Veggie Dog last Friday.
I did.
In the win column. We were up late last night coming up with Tongue Twisters. Lo and behold, we came in this morning, and we have a listener submitted Ted versus the FCC.
I wish we'd done.
How late were you guys up?
I had to be at least 3:30, man.
Where were you on? Pods?
Look at the bags under his eyes.
Oh, that's not from that. That's from something else.
It is weird. You have the bag stuck to your eyelid.
Yes.
So, did you fall asleep on it?
We all know one-hit wonder Wade.
Yeah.
I know Wade.
He submitted a Ted versus the FCC.
Good on you, Wade.
I usually like Wade. Not today.
We hear Wade every day on this fine radio station.
Keep it weird.
Whether you know it or not, at the end of Ryan Castle's show.
Oh, I forgot that was Wade.
Yeah, it's Wade. Yeah.
There you go, Wade.
And he's got some Ted's tips are big and some tips are small. And sometimes Ted's tips trip people up. So we're going to try to do some tips from Ted on Ted versus the FCC. On the way at 4:35, hopefully get another one in the win column. What else we got? Programming update real quick. As far as the Miles Montgomery Golf Classic at Jefferson Park Monday, June 9th, word is this morning we had 8 foursomes remaining. Now we are down to just a handful.
That's it.
So if you want to join us for the first ever Miles Montgomery Golf Classic, presented by our friends at Pinky's Plumbing, head to KISW.com. Reserve your foursome now. You get breakfast, lunch, goodie bags, tons of prizes. It's going to be a great day of drinking on the golf course. So if you want to go, we believe this thing will probably be sold out sometime, if not today, over the weekend.
Oh, yeah.
So if you're on the fence, head to KISW.com and sign up your team. All right, also, we'll drink and toast of the weekend. Then it's Bad Choice Friday time.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
It's Bad Choice Friday.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
Hey, man, this is your fault.
Damn. And believe it or not, other than the Super Bowl, when it comes to the new year, one of the things I look forward to the most is the fact that come Monday, when we come to work, we will have an extra hour of daylight.
Right there with you.
And I'm telling you what, man, my grill will start firing up again.
Yeah.
All kinds of things that changes on that Monday. Now, granted, you know, it all takes place on Sunday, but as far as a work day, we are in here in the dark for months.
Yeah.
And when you get off at 6 o'clock and you get in your car and you drive home, you know, it's just like, ugh, you start getting tired even before you get home. But on Monday, when we get back here, we will have sunshine when we walk out that door. So today, we are celebrating a little bit of sunshine to come with Smash Mouth.
So don't you make act now, surprise you running out. Allow if you're still alive, 6 to 8 years to arrive.
And just so you know, V. Ted Smith instantly started bopping as soon as the song came on.
Actually, I really like this CD.
Is this a lot. Is this also in Shrek? I feel like every Smash Mouth song is in Shrek.
I don't believe so.
It's not. Smash Mouth and Walking on the Sun, taking on the pick from Ryan Castle, Neil Diamond.
Turn on your heart light. Let it shine wherever you go.
Damn, Ted, really?
Sorry, man. I don't know. I just know Neil Diamond lyrics.
You're singing a word for I just looked over at you. I'm like, he knows the words to the song.
Picked up a hooker in Tijuana.
Wasn't this in E.T.?
I don't know if it was in E.T., but it was written for or about E.T.
I believe
E.T.
you're right.
This song is so stupid to me.
Touch my finger, Miles.
God! Neil Diamond, Heartlight, taking on Smash Mouth and Walking on the Sun.
Turn on your hotline.
Castle came back with that one. We're like, are you kidding me?
I know.
Apparently, he's a big fan of Neil Diamond.
This is going to shock you. That was VD that came up with that one.
Oh, my God.
Really, VD? Look, man, I like Neil Diamond, generally speaking. This is not one of those songs.
I didn't realize that Neil Diamond's name had a blasphemy in it.
No wonder he's never been a music director. Mood management. Friday afternoon, dude. Up tempo. That's why you don't schedule music. Jesus Christ. Been in radio for 25 years. Playing a song that's got like a tempo level of 1. That's how we used to market 1. Like, play this like Sunday morning.
Turn on your hot light.
Jesus God.
Wherever you go. You little turtle-looking son of a bitch. Right. Make your chest glow.
I need to give him a...
You know what? You're right. You would never... If you sang this song tonight at karaoke, you'd bring down the whole room.
Or would everyone sing with you?
Or would they cry?
Depends on how many white people. I'd sing with them.
All right. Okay.
Yeah, don't do it at a brother's club.
Vote now.
Turn on your hot light, my brother. I see you out there.
Yeah, you know.
Neil look at me, mother.
Follow us on next at Men's Room Live. Vote now. Smash Mouth, Walking on the Sun, or Neil Diamond. And Heartlight, one of those two tunes coming up right after we drink and toast for the shot of the day.
I don't know why. This is not horrible. I'm just saying. But I think karaoke, I just think about white people or Asians.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm sure black
unless
people
are Ren Renton. Yeah, the one dude who wears the suit that goes in there and kills it every night.
Because black people are dead honest about stuff, man. So you'd go up and sing like, and Bob, shut the F up. You know, nobody needs to feel
there's
a
place
like
in White Center I've been to on a Friday night, and it's funny because the one brother that sings sings country songs.
Are you kidding me?
Nice.
No. Did you do Charlie Pride? Darius Rucker.
He just did like Friends in Low Places. I was like, my man.
All right.
Feeling you.
Cool. today we're going to talk about time as we spring forward into daylight savings time this Sunday, and it's that time of year again. And even though fewer and fewer clocks need to be manually changed, roughly 0% of us like the process, especially in the spring. We do lose an hour. We get sunlight, but, you know, that comes at a cost. Most Americans will spring forward into daylight savings time Sunday morning at 2 a.m. At least your phone will.
You know, you always got to do the microwave. You got to do the oven. There's a few other digital clocks maybe that you need.
Yeah, they stay the same time, man.
Mm-hmm. Well, the debate over ending daylight.
Remember, my 06 Acura can't get the radio to work. But I'm telling you, that clock will reset.
It will.
It does. Really,
it's
tongue.
Shocking. Huh? and it barely ever lights
up. How does
it know? Miles, I don't know. And it hardly ever lights up on my dashboard. When it pops on, I'm like, ooh, thanks for seeing you. But cool. I'll be shocked. Like, Sunday night, I'll be driving somewhere, and I'll be like, you SOB, you knew the time.
Yeah. Well, the nice thing about us springing forward this Sunday, for me, is the clocks that I have no idea how to change, they have been an hour ahead already. So I don't need to set them,
nice,
you see.
Nice. Yeah, they're ready to go.
Well, as you know, there's been a debate over ending daylight saving time, and it's been kicking around for decades. There have been several times recently when it seemed like the government would kill it. It's stuck in Congress all the time. I think the president and Elon Musk are for ending the madness. From both parties. In December, Trump said that the Republican Party would use its best efforts to eliminate daylight saving time, which is inconvenient and very costly for our nation. But yesterday, he said it isn't a priority. It's a 50-50 issue, and something is a 50-50 issue, it's kind of hard to get excited about it. More than 1.3 million users voted on a poll on X. 58% of people prefer being an hour later with daylight saving time, while 42% of people want an hour earlier of sunshine with standard time. And I believe that the law that they keep putting up in Olympia is that we stay at this time permanently.
Which is standard time.
We stay in standard time permanently for the year, where other people want it to be a daylight saving time to make that.
But my only issue is just, it's just so dark in the morning. If we stay on this time, like, you wouldn't have sunlight till like 9 or 10 a.m., right?
Right. It takes a while for the...
Cause somebody, like, kids going to school, I think it just sucks going at night.
Well, someone on the text line says, I hate daylight savings time. We should just get rid of it and stay at the time right now. Look, my thing is just this, right? If nothing else, I'm a fan of the sun being out later. But if they said, look, we're going to stick on standard time, it ain't the end of my life. But as a fact, twice a year, they're going to put out the same report tomorrow. Just wait for it. Or Monday, you're going to hear this... The U.S. loses $2 billion of productivity. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, look, man, why do you just give up $4 billion a year to change a clock? Right. Pick one or the other. Inevitably, it doesn't matter, right? We'll get used to it. But every time we change the clock, whether it's fall or spring, $2 billion of lost productivity. Right. What is the point of that? Why would you spend $4 billion to change a clock?
There's two types of people in the world, and you know both of them. You're one or the other. You're either
ugly.
Or pretty. You're a morning person or you're a night person.
Yeah.
So you know the people who get up early in your life. Because
my life.
You have a hard time even trying to sleep through all the commotion, the noise. When my father comes here with his girlfriend, I mean, doors are slamming in the kitchen. You'd think that they were doing a construction project at 5 o'clock
Why
in the morning.
Why do morning people think
making
so?
Coffee. No drawer can be just shut. It's got to be slammed.
But why do morning people think that it's okay to make noise and leave? My wife gets up stupid early in my bed. She'll get up at like 5 a.m. I have no idea why that's what she does. But if she walks into the bedroom, and granted, I will sleep through her getting out of bed. However, when she decides to go into the bathroom, lights on, cool, she's done. Now the door is open, the light is still on. If she looks for something in the closet, the light goes on.
Right.
And I'm like,
yeah,
dude, if it's night, and I'm the night person, I'm the late person, but it's like, you realize I tried to be quiet when I knew you were sleeping. Like, if I walk into the bedroom,
that's the big issue. Morning people think everybody should be a night. It should be a morning person.
Thank you.
I'm a night
thank
person.
You.
But I get it. Not everybody stays
there.
Up.
Either way, if someone's asleep, be quiet.
Exactly. Well, not
Jesus Christ.
If you are a morning person, for whatever reason, you feel the need to wake up the people that are not morning people. You will never let them sleep in. If you don't make enough noise, you will walk in and physically wake them up. It's time to get up.
For
but you
what?
Know what? You morning people, when you start falling asleep on the couch, we're going to go, hey, wake up. We're watching a movie together.
Yeah, right. Stay up.
Yeah, stay up later. We're having sex. I mean, night people don't do that to the morning people.
Get in, losers. No, we're staying up late.
It's a one-way street. The morning people will wake you up. The night people will let you go to sleep and let you be at peace. Turn the volume down on the television.
I just have to turn it up because she snores.
Give you your peace of mind.
And nighttime people are quiet.
Mm-hmm.
Morning people, and you hate doing it to loved ones, but it's like, you have to stop talking to me. Like, just give me 20 to 30 minutes, right? Like,
yep.
I live alone. I know you're excited, but just calm down.
All right.
And I don't have an answer to any question that you are about to ask me. if it's for anything after 9 a.m.
Even if
what
I...
do you think for dinner? It is 7:30 in the morning. I have morning breath. I don't have any thoughts on dinner. I have no thoughts about anything right now other than why are we having this conversation?
All right. Like, look, I don't have a coffee pot, right? But I have like Costco cans of coffee.
Yeah.
Like I have coffee in my home if I really want to drink coffee there. When I have house guests, I got to go out and get a coffee.
Yep.
Just to buy time.
Sure.
Right?
Just so you can calm down a little bit.
Well, they're just going to keep talking.
Right.
I'm going to plan because they've been up for an hour getting all juiced up.
Okay. So as far as time goes.
I'm really just bitching about my mom.
No,
I got that, man. Know, I wasn't going to throw her under the bus, but since you brought her up, I'm like, I know he's talking about
I'm just
mother.
Like, Mom, just goddamn it, just 20 minutes.
We know the first people that come to mind. Now, Ted, we've told the story. It's been a while, but years back. You went to a Washington Husky game on a Saturday, I guess.
It was a Saturday, Miles.
Noon
beautiful day.
And you ended up walking home from the stadium, which is a pretty good walk, but it's a pretty walk up on
nice walk,
Capitol Hill.
It's a hump.
It's a little bit of a haul, but time goes by pretty quick. I've done that walk a couple times doing some urban hikes. It's a beautiful neighborhood up there. You kind of see the sights and everything else. So you walk back to Capitol Hill, and your plan was to either go out that night or whatever the deal is. And then you went out on your balcony, and you were doing dips kind of in the corner of the balcony, which was on the second floor.
It was on the first floor, but the first floor was it's on level one, but there was a garage. So it's a 14-foot balcony.
Okay. So what time do you assume that this is, like 4 or 5 in the afternoon, would you guess?
Right, so we went to the Husky. I didn't stay for the whole Husky game. So you're right. It's probably like 3 or 4.
3 or 4 in the afternoon. You don't realize it, but you said, you know, as you're doing dips in the corner, when you locked your elbows, you lost your balance. And
well, it just, when I went to sit back down, I just realized I missed.
you missed the balcony.
Right, so my butt kind of slides off, and then I think what you're getting to, you talk about how time stops. So as it clicks in my brain that I'm falling off this balcony, I mean, like.
Backwards.
It was like slow. I just remember the last thing I remember was the leaves like going down my nose, right? Because I'm inverted.
Right, because the tree's going to hang over it.
Right. And I remember thinking, this is not good.
Right. Yeah.
And then
you don't know what happened. And then now time is gone.
Right. Because then when I fell, I obviously got a concussion.
Right. And you don't know how long you were laying in the bush.
No idea.
You found out later on that the fire department showed up, or the EMS.
Correct.
The EMTs. And I guess they
thought... Do you remember them showing up or
nothing?
Just,
they assume maybe you were drunk and passed out in a bush.
I think I told them, from what my landlord had told me, was like, oh, I was drinking at a game. Like, I'm fine. Like, in retrospect, they should not have let me go back into my apartment.
All right. No.
Because they should be able to tell I'm concussed.
You were bleeding out of the back of your head.
But see, here's the deal. I don't think I split my head on that fall.
I still think
I split my head because of the concussion on the armoire. That Miles gave me.
There
was a lot of blood on the armoire.
Let me ask you this. Typically when you go home, don't you lock your door?
Yeah, of course.
So wouldn't you assume that the landlord was probably the one who let you into your apartment?
I never thought about it, but somebody must have.
Yeah, I mean, because you don't have your keys on you when you're out doing that in your pocket. You probably threw them on the counter, whatever. So they probably let you back into your apartment.
Well, and I've said this for years. People, you'll black out drunk, right? But if I go, hey, Thrill... Do you remember you told our boss this? Like, something will snap in and you'll go, oh.
God damn it, yeah.
Right? Like, you know what I mean? Like, you don't remember, but if I jog your memory, you get it.
Yeah.
With the concussion like that, like, it's just gone.
The time is
There's
gone.
Just hours that I just have no idea.
And obviously, you called Steve the next day, whatever time you called him, middle of the day.
So I split
it was the morning, because I remember the...
Right, so I split my head at some point in there. And then I tried to go to sleep. I woke up, fell over, split my chin. Right. So then in the morning, I called Thrill and his wife. I said, I need Band-Aids,
and like
Neosporin, and Advil.
But you did wake up, and you do you remember?
Thank God.
Do you remember falling in your apartment, or did you see the aftermath and put the pieces together?
The two things I remember were like holding onto my counter and just I don't know how to explain it. I mean, I just couldn't hold my balance. So I remember falling once.
All right.
Then I woke up in my bed, got up to pee, and I remember falling straight on my chin.
God.
So, I mean, that's why when we got to the hospital, they were, like, really mad at Steve. Like, why'd you wait so long? He's like, I didn't know. So, like, yeah, I would think the percentages of me surviving that night were very low, but I made it.
But
if you saw his apartment, it honestly looked like a crime scene.
He's easy enough to say that 15 to 16 hours of time in your life gone.
Yeah, there's at least solid 8 hours where I have no idea what happened.
Wow. That's crazy.
It is.
Why's the lubricant in my anus? When did...
Man, I'll laugh at that, Mike.
I'm just saying.
I'll be laughing back there.
He doesn't know what happened. Anything
I mean, I
happen.
Guess you're right.
That's
I
all
been,
I'm saying.
I could have been violent.
The building manager let you in, remember?
Yeah. Hey.
If her and her husband were into that, I never knew.
When did you have the wrong time, completely lose time, or when did time stand still? 206-803-ROCK.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almacid. Almacid is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almacid. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's almased.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Mighty 99.9 KAISW and KISW-HD1 Seattle.
Always live on the free Odyssey app. Text the guys at 206-803-ROCK. From the Pinkies Plumbing Studio, you're in the men's room.
Family member announced that professional surfer McKay McNamara is now awake and recovering. He is a pro surfer and was placed in a medically induced coma following a brutal accident at the Banzai Pipeline in Hawaii. The 29-year-old was surfing over the weekend. He was knocked unconscious after hitting his head on a coral reef, requiring swift assistance from friends, lifeguards, and medical personnel, who then carried out emergency protocols and performed CPR. The man was reportedly under the water for approximately 2 minutes before help arrived. Now, McNamara was urgently rushed to a nearby hospital, where his medical team placed him into a medically induced coma, according to his family. The professional is now awake and is back in recovery. His father said, McKay is back. Thanks to the lifeguards and Eli and his brother Landon and everyone involved. I'm here to tell you that he's back. He's talking. He's 100% coherent. He's going to be pissed when he sees this video. All your prayers, all your thoughts, all the energy helped. I want to thank you guys very much. He was in a coma for over 48 hours. And has no idea how he got there, in the fact that he was surfing in the first place. Our question, when did you have the wrong time, completely lose time, or when did time stand still? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Steve. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. Steve, let me ask you this. Is your name actually Steve Hill?
I've been nicknamed Steve the Thrill Hill since I was playing soccer in, like, the first grade.
For real, man?
Steve the Thrill Hill, pale version, though.
The pale version, okay. My pale brother.
How old are you?
52.
Oh, my God.
I had it first. All right. Yeah.
Well, you might not have had the Thrill nickname first.
No, I didn't. If you said you got it in first grade, the Thrill?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. I've only had it for like 20-some years, whatever. Mm-hmm. Fine. So it's yours.
You're the original.
You're the original Steve the Thrill Hill.
Okay.
Sweet. Thank you, guys. Hey, congratulations on the 20. Long-time listener. I think I've been there with you all 20, too.
Cool, awesome, man. Nice. Thank you.
Thank you.
I feel like part of the show. I got the same birthday as Miles. I got the same name as Steve, and I probably get the same amount of action as Ted. Sorry, Ted.
Thanks, Thrill.
All right, so my time story. My buddy and I we install office furniture, and we were working at this one place that was just down the street from his apartment. So he's like, hey, just crash over here this weekend. Which meant, let's go get some pictures and some shots. And we get up the next day. We go to work. There's nobody there. Eight-man crew, and there's nobody there. And we're hungover. Every light, every sound, everything hurts. And so we're trying to put this furniture together as quick as we could. Nobody's answering the phone. Long story short, finally the crew shows up an hour later, and we're like, man, we've been calling you. Where were you guys? It's daylight savings, you idiots.
Uh-huh.
So yeah. It was on that day.
So, yeah, boy, the headache, it was worth it, though, man. We still had fun, though.
Okay, yeah. Look, I was telling Steve that starting on radio, when you work overnights, one of the best things that you can do is Saturday night into Sunday morning on the day.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because at 2 o'clock, you know, it's 3. But
suddenly it's 3.
You have to go around and change the time on a bunch of different things, which is a pain in the ass, but, man, It's just one of the greatest nights ever.
It is.
Because they still pay you.
Yeah, your work day is 1 hour shorter.
And you get 1 hour more pay. They never took that hour away from our paycheck.
Subsequently, though, if you're working the overnight shift and it is fall, the bosses don't care. You're like, bro, man, this is now a 7 hour shift. And it's the worst shift to work. Yeah. Not that anyone does it anymore, but back in the old days when they actually had people on overnight, you know, it's 2 o'clock and it's like, it's 1 o'clock again.
Just yes,
like,
it is.
God.
Yes,
it yeah, is.
When
damn
I worked
it,
the door in Georgetown, right, which is a very busy bar.
Yeah.
On Friday and Saturday nights. Like in the fall, if we liked the crowd that was in there, we would stay open later.
1 more hour.
Because we'd be like, well, technically it's past midnight or whatever. I don't know if it was legal. But we just based it on how the crowd was. And then same thing in the spring, we didn't have to go forward. But one year, I remember we were just annoyed with the people. We were like, sorry, gotta go. You gotta go.
Yep.
3 o'clock, you're here after hours. Right.
I had a 6 a.m. shift on Sunday until noon on Sunday.
Oh, that's the one.
Well, I used to rock that shift myself.
Yeah, but, you know, it sucks on Saturday night as far as your ability to go out and have a good time. But at the same point in time, it was a six-hour air shift where I was on the air. And I was like, you know, I enjoyed that aspect of it. But Friday night, I'm like 20, 21 years old. I ended up doing a hit of acid with a bunch of friends. And we stayed out all night. And ended up going to Shoney's Big Boy in the morning for breakfast, about 7, 8 o'clock, a breakfast buffet, which was fantastic because from the time that we did this on Friday night around 7 or so, we did not have a drop of food.
Right.
I mean, we basically explored the entire city. We were in every bar that we could be in until they kicked us out at 2. At one point in time, we went back with a couple of the bartenders to where they partied at, where all the other bartenders got together.
Right.
Which was basically another bar that just had a back door. They kept the lights low. Everybody just went into that one bar and partied. So by the time we left that bar, it was probably 5 o'clock in the morning. Get back to our house. By this point in time, the senses are kicking in. The acid's wearing off. Now we are just starving. We've smoked a couple packs of cigarettes each. It's one of those things. But, man, this all-you-can-eat buffet at Shoney's Big Boy, it was like $8, $7.99.
All right.
You know, you go up there, man, it's just a big tub of bacon, scrambled eggs, the whole deal.
Yeah.
And so you just mow down on hash browns, whatever they got up there, pancakes.
Sausages, little waffles.
Yeah, it was great.
I loved it when I was a kid.
But by the time you're done eating it, man, and you go back home, about a half hour later on the couch, you know, it's 8:30, 9 o'clock in the morning, I pass out.
Yeah.
Now, this is during the winter months, and so obviously it's getting dark earlier. So I fall asleep in my bed.
I wake up and it's 6 o'clock and I'm like, oh Christ.
Right.
Man, I jumped up, got my car, got dressed, got to the radio station. I get to the radio station and a part-timer is working the board. And I never really run into him that much. And I'm like, and he ran Open House Party, this show on Saturday nights with John Garabedian.
All right.
Now, I assumed that I had slept through and it was 6 o'clock on Sunday night. Or 6 in the a.m. on Sunday morning. It is not. It is 6 o'clock on Saturday evening. So I showed up at work on Saturday night at 6 o'clock. My shift was not until Sunday morning at 6 o'clock. I have the times completely confused. Now, when I get back home, all right, I can't get back to bed.
Right.
I basically slept the entire day away, and now it's like 2 o'clock in the morning, and I'm still awake based on my clock from the night before.
Yeah.
And I barely made that 6 a.m. shift on Sunday morning because I only got like 2 or 3 hours of sleep because I was so upside down time.
Oh, yeah.
But he's like, what are you doing here? I'm like, dude, I'm sorry I'm late. Like, he's like, you're on schedule.
12 hours early, bro.
Yeah, exactly. You're on the schedule for tomorrow morning. And I'm like, what time is it? What day is it? And he's like, it's 6 o'clock Saturday night, man. Why aren't you out? And I'm like, oh, my God. So our question, when did you have the wrong time, completely lose time, or when did time stand still? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Valdez. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola.
So, I was 15 years old. I was going to the Boys and Girls Club down in Tacoma. Me and a buddy of mine thought it'd be fun to get me in a chokehold. I didn't know it. I wanted to experience it. I ended up passing out. He let me go, and I dead man dropped onto a stone tile floor.
Oof.
Busted my chin open. Woke up, what they say was 20 minutes later, but I wasn't sure because nobody was around me when I came to. And they ended up calling the ambulance, taking me to the hospital that day.
And so
you were out for 20 minutes.
I wonder why they didn't wake you up.
They booked it because they thought they were going to get in trouble. And, I mean, I didn't say who did it. I didn't even talk about it. It's just I was on the bathroom floor. Nobody seen me. That's what they say. I was out for 20 minutes. I don't know if I was out for longer than that.
Yeah, when you're concussed to that point or you pass out, you don't have a good reference of time at all.
No, not at all. Not at all.
Yeah.
Did you ever tell anyone what happened? Like, when you got to the hospital, what did you say? You just tripped or something?
No, I said me and a couple friends were playing the game. I didn't get no names. Snitches get stitches.
Okay. All right. Not so bad.
But that is weird. Man, it was dangerous as hell. We used to do it on Boy Scouts. We used to pass each other out when we were...
Oh, yeah, that was a big thing. When you're a teen boy, that seems to be the thing
and
to do.
You know, you hold your breath and someone squeezes a living bejesus out of you. But you feel like you are out in full dream mode for hours.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you wake up, you don't know where you are. You don't know how you got there. You don't know how much time has passed. They could have woke me up 30 seconds later, 45 seconds later. I really don't... I was not aware of how long I was knocked out.
Oh, yeah. It's weird, though. Like, if you go to the hospital, if you did not expect to go to the hospital, probably that's the way to put it. So the one time I had to go and got the surgery on my arm, whatever. But, you know, I wake up in a hospital bed. It's weird for a second. I remember cutting my arm, so I'm like, okay, that's got to be why I'm here. My parents are there, looking all panicked. And I'm like, guys, I've probably been here for, like, 4 hours, you know, and I remember the doctor, oh, no, I said to my parents, I said, hey, man, do me a favor, call my job and tell them I'm going to be late. And then the doctor chuckled and said, one, you're not getting out of here for a couple of days. And I'm like, what are you talking about? Well, when you lose a lot of blood, the doctor's right. You have no energy to do anything. But also, my mother said, we called your job yesterday to tell them. I'm like, what do you mean yesterday? They're like, dude, you've been here for like 36 hours. And it's just... It's not that I missed anything, but it's just mind-blowing. I'm like, what? They're like, you were out all day yesterday. We've already talked to your job. We've talked to these people. Everyone knows what's going on. I'm like, I really, honest to God, man, I feel like I've been here for like 4 or 5 hours. I'm like, no.
Yep. But, and it's, that is so weird.
It's, like I said, it doesn't change anything, but it just feels weird. I'm like, I've been asleep for a day. They're like, for a day and a half. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I got to wonder, like, if you've been in a coma for 6 months, do you feel like you've been asleep for 6 months, or do you feel like you've been there for 20 minutes? You know,
well, I guess it would depend on the shape of your body and how much muscle is deteriorated.
When you first wake up, you know, you're just kind of like, I don't know. Like, when I woke up, like I said, I knew what had happened to my arm, but I wasn't, to me, there's no way that much time had passed. And that's not even that long of a time. But I'm like, you've got to be kidding me, a full day? And they're like, yeah. So when you hear these people waking up out of a six-month coma or something, I'm sure you feel like crap a little bit, right? But do they feel like, man, I went to sleep yesterday? Or does it feel like I've been asleep for 6 months? Because even when you wake up in the morning, there's some days where I'm like, I feel like I've been asleep for a month and a half.
Right.
You know, for whatever reason. And I haven't. It's been 4 hours or whatever the hell it is. Other days, man, and these are the ones I hate. Like, you remember going to bed and you feel like all you did was blink. And it is now the morning and you have some obligation. Whether it's work, going to the airport, taking your kids somewhere, and you're just like, how does that happen?
Right.
I've been asleep for 8 hours. Why do I feel like I just blinked and here I am again?
What was the story on Troy Aikman and his concussion? Where
I want to say it was the seventh or eighth concussion at this point, and this is the concussion that convinced him to retire. But he wakes up in a hospital.
Is that the LeVar Arrington hit?
It may have been.
I think so.
But he wakes up in a hospital, and he said there's this very sweet woman in there. She's very cordial. Troy, how are you feeling? He's like, man, I feel all right. You know, head hurts a little bit. And she would give me a cup of water, but she's talking to me for like 20 minutes. And finally, he just said, ma'am, because she's not wearing medical stuff, you know. So he's like, ma'am, who are you? He said, I am your mother.
Yeah.
And he was like, I'm going to retire. He's like, that was the moment. I was like, I'm done.
Man, I got hit on a Friday night in a high school football game, and I got hit right before halftime. I played the second half. I got the bus ride itself was about an hour and a half, 2 hours. We were on the road playing an away game. I don't remember the bus ride home. I don't remember the second half of the game. I barely remember the first half.
You don't remember the second half of the game?
I do not.
But you were playing.
But you could play. I mean, that's unfortunately, it's pretty common in football, and you'll see like in MMA fights. Like, you've just trained so much. Football's a little crazier because especially for Miles, as he's the quarterback.
Yeah.
But yeah, he'll play. You can play concussed,
and you're fine.
You'll run the offense.
Yeah,
you'll like somehow your brain is just so trained. You'll go through the motions, and then afterwards, right. It's like, oh, I'm messed up.
Well, Coach Kelly asked me, "Are you okay?" Of course, I'm okay. Why wouldn't I be okay?
Yeah,
you know that's your answer at the time.
Correct,
because you don't know what just happened. You don't realize that you were on the field and laying there for a couple minutes, and then taken off the field. You don't realize another series of the backup quarterbacks. You don't know any of this stuff. So when I pop back up. Because they do smelling salts. I'm like, I'm good, man. I'm good. I got this. So I get home. I've got a pretty bad headache. I don't remember going to bed. I don't remember walking. I don't know how I got to my parents' home.
Right.
I went to sleep. I woke up in the morning. I was starving. I knew that. I went downstairs. I must have made a bowl of cereal breakfast. I went back upstairs and went to bed. I know I got up a couple times to use the bathroom. And then I remember my mom coming in and saying, get up. You need to get up. You need to go to school. And I'm like, oh, man. She's like, yeah, I just kind of figured you've been sick all weekend. So are you just sleeping it off? And you came downstairs and you ate a couple times and all that. But you need to get your ass up and go to school. And I was like, wow, school. Okay, it's Monday. So I went to school that day. I basically just sat just dead in class as far as being able to retain anything.
Yeah, I did that too, but without a concussion.
That's all going on around me. And then on Monday, typically, you know, you sit down, and instead of, you'll do like a light practice or a walkthrough practice, but the first thing you do before you do anything is you watch game film on Friday night.
Yeah.
And you get reviewed, you get graded, you get all those things from your coach. So we're sitting there, and we're watching the game film, and I was like, Coach, that looks like Phillip Barber. And he's like, yeah, we played Phillip Barber on Friday night, because they were blue. They were one of the little teams that were blue. And I'm like, were we in Phillip Barber? Because they're wearing their home unis. And he's like, yeah, the game was in Philippi. We played Phillip Barber. And I was like, huh. And then I got scared. And I was right. And I'm like, oh, no. So he starts rolling tape, and I'm like, I don't know. And he said, like, that was a great read, man. A great slant read.
You played better at concussed.
Well, you checked off, you know.
So they started knocking him out for every game.
Your first read. Yeah, your first read, the safety cheated over. He was in double coverage, and with that, the slant was wide open on the other side. So, you know, schematically, and I'm looking at this thing to myself.
So you actually played well in the second half.
I played well in the first half.
In the first half.
In the second half, I caught on fire. I mean, we won.
So you're a better quarterback concussed.
We won like 42-13. I was pulled in the third quarter.
Big ass lead.
Because we had a lead. So the guy who replaced me for a series earlier, he finished the game. JC, he scored another touchdown or two.
Did you see the hit that took you out of the game? Was that on the tape?
Yes, it was.
Did it look as bad, knowing what you know now, when you saw that hit, were you like, Jesus Christ?
I don't remember that. I remember wondering how long I was down on the field.
Right.
And it's all there on the VHS, you know? So, like, I'm like,
fast forwarding, you're still there.
He's trying to fast forward through that. I'm like, wait a minute. Go, I just want to see how long I was out. And he's like, what do I? I was like, I don't remember any of this, coach. I do not remember any of this. So immediately, I don't practice that day.
Yep.
I get sent home. I don't go to school the next day, the whole deal. But I don't really remember anything from Friday night at about 8 o'clock until, you know, I never remembered any of that until I saw it on tape on Monday afternoon.
Did it even spark any memories, or you just straight up, you're just watching a game that you happen to be playing?
It was the most surreal thing I've ever been through in my life, knowing that I'm watching myself and I have absolutely zero recollection. I dove over the top for a touchdown at the 1 yard line. I don't remember.
Nice.
I don't remember that.
So you basically had the game of your life after you had the kick.
I just don't.
Bro, remember. You were on fire, and like you said, well, you got team better the second half. Well, I know, but you dove over the top.
But it was so methodical. I guess what I was doing, I guess I was just going through the motions and doing what I was supposed to do,
as opposed to thinking about it.
Correct. Without realizing that I was actually doing it. And apparently, I checked off a bunch of stuff that was ridiculous, and he asked me why I did that. I'm like, I don't know. He's like, it was the perfect thing to do.
I don't know.
And I'm like, I honestly don't.
I mean, weirdly, that's how you, the idea of coaching and practicing is that you would play that way every time.
Mm-hmm.
But your brain naturally recognizes that it's hard to forget and be like, just go on instinct.
Yeah. And I do remember, the one thing I do remember was like, my eyes were really, really weird after that as far as my vision. So, like, it was just like I was kind of more locked in, but it was giving me a headache. Like, I had a headache all right. Weekend. Like, light was bothering me. Loud noises were bothering me. All these things. So I was really, really sensitive to everything on that Monday. Just like, well, the whole weekend, too. I was just popping Tylenol all weekend. But I can't describe it. It was like someone was taking two needles and sticking them into my temples. And every time I looked anywhere, it took a while for something to focus in.
Yeah.
And that focusing was giving me like a blistering pain in the back of my eyes. And like, that just gave me a worst headache ever. So
that guy got a good ass shot on you.
It didn't look that bad to me. I mean, it really didn't look that bad to me at the time.
Well, concussions are weird too. Is like, when I saw a guy once get a concussion in football doing, you know what an up down is?
Yeah.
Right, he went down in his face mask hit the ground and just his head kind of bounced around in there and he got concussed doing a goddamn up down.
Jesus.
When did you have the wrong time, completely lose time, or when did time stand still? 206-803-ROCK.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.